Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And today I'm joined by future Husker safety, Husker commit, Mr. Noah Pulla-Gates. How you doing, my friend?
Good, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. So I got to start right off the top. What made you choose Nebraska? What makes you want to be a Cornhusker and want to join the Black Shirt Nation, if you will?
I'd say I fell in love with the coaching staff as well as, the commits such as Ty Robinson and Wandale. And the fans are supportive, very supportive and loving. And so, I love that a lot.
Now, which coaches have you interacted with the most? Which ones influenced your decision to come be a Husker the most?
I'd say Coach Scott, Coach Fish, and Coach Verdue.
Now, what was it about them that made you fall in love with this coaching staff?
I'd say, honestly, because Coach Frost kind of reminds me of my high school coach that I have right now, and, that's kind of a push for him as well. And then, Coach Fish, I fell in love with Coach Fish as well because I can relate to him in many ways.
All right, so when you were in Lincoln, you're walking around the campus, you're checking out the facilities, you like the coaching staff. What else stuck out to you the most? Like, what is something that catches an individual such as yourself? What catches your guys' eyes? Is it the weight room? Is it the fans? Or what is it that catches your guys' eyes the most?
What caught my eye the most were the players and how friendly and open arms they were, and how kind of persuasive how they were kind of persuading me on committing when I was down there.
What players were you able to talk to and interact with?
Braxton, he was my host, and I hung out as well with Cam. That's pretty much what I remember.
Okay, cool. What I like to ask guys this question. Have you ever had a runza? Do you know what a runza is, and have you ever had it?
Yeah, I have had a runza when I was down there.
All right, what'd you think? Was it good?
Yeah, I'd say it's a solid 7.5.
Okay, all right. It's interesting because I've interviewed a couple of guys that never had a runza. Then after I asked them, they're like, "Yeah, I got to go try it." And a lot of the guys like it, so I always got to ask them that. So when are you getting to campus? When are you arriving and joining the team?
I'll be this summer in May.
Is there anything you want to do? Like, what's the first thing you want to do when you get on campus?
Honestly, I just want to get to campus, get settled, and get comfortable.
What are some of your goals heading into your freshman season? Like, for me, I wanted to redshirt. And and they even asked me, because they go, "Do you want to redshirt after camp?" I did really well in camp, and the coaches pulled me aside to go, "Do you want to redshirt? What do you want to do?" Which kind of surprised me, because I thought they were going to tell me. But some guys want to play right away. For you, what are your goals for your freshman season?
My goals are to get on the field as soon as possible and as well as often, because I want to not just be in for a little bit. I want to be a big impact in the rotation.
Okay. That sounds good to me. What's your impression of Zach Duvall and the strength and conditioning staff? Were you able to spend much time with them?
Not really that much, but I'm looking forward to that when I come down during the spring game.
So you talked about the fans a little bit earlier. Because to me, you talk about the sellout streak, sold out every game since 1962. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're playing number one team in the country or Timbuktu, those stands are going to be sold out. But what to right. you, what stood out to you about Husker fans and Husker Nation?
When I went down there on my visit, I was just walking around on the field and, hearing some fans, knowing me and, my name and calling me and telling me I need to try the runza and all these stuff around the stadium, it made a big impact as well. So I like that from the Nebraska fans.
Is there a player, whether it be past or present in college or the NFL, that you kind of mimic your game after or you would compare yourself to?
I look up to Sean Taylor a lot, as well as Deion and Troy Polamalu.
This surprises people because I'm this big guy, you know. My favorite player growing up was actually Deion Sanders. I loved watching him play. He was unlike anyone else who's ever stepped foot on a football field. And part of me wishes he just would have been a returner and a receiver. I'm with you on the Deion Sanders thing. So what are some of the things the Husker fans can expect to see out of you as you get on campus, enter your freshman season, and as your career progresses? Like, what can they expect to see out of Noah Pola Gates?
I'd say a hardworking, motivated, passionate football player, as well as, like, well-rounded as a person as well.
That sounds good. That sounds good. So what are some of the strengths of your game that you have, all right? And what are some of the aspects of your game that you want to work on the most as well?
I'd say some aspects that I have that are positive are my speed and my getting out of my breaks, in and out of them. I have no fear, you could say. And some things I'd like to improve on is getting faster, definitely getting bigger, and stronger as well.
Now, I know you had a lot of schoolwork lately, and I appreciate you making time for the interview, but it led me to wonder, what's your major going to be, and what are you looking to do with your degree here at Nebraska?
Yeah, so I'm kind of looking into, like, the clothing side, so I'm trying to make my own type of brand, like clothing brand, and designing my own clothes, as well as I'm kind of into music. So I kind of want to major in something that revolves around music and producing.
All right. Well, that's cool. Hey, if you ever get the Noah Pola Gates clothing lineup off the ground, send me some swag. I'll wear it on the show. I'll give you some free advertising. How does that sound?
Of course. I got you.
I took history of rock and roll and history of jazz while I was at college. I don't know that it helped me much, but maybe you'll get more out of it than I did when I was there. All right, man. Well, I want to thank you for joining me. I appreciate your time. And do you have a message for Husker Nation, something you'd like to say to Husker fans as you get ready to join the Nebraska Brotherhood here?
I'd like to say throw the bone.
I like it. You're going to get to say it twice here because I'm going to do the end of the show. And until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. And always remember,
thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.